This week's Parsha Shmini, the Torah begins, Vahi bayom ha-shmini kara Moshe l'aron l'vano v'vuzikne Yisrael. Yom ha-shmini, our general Masorah was based on Rashi, that Shmini was the eighth day of the Miluim. So that means it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's on Kav Gimel Adar, the Mishkan was put up, but it was taken down every day for a week. And then the eighth day was when the Mishkan was put up and kept up until the next time that they went in their travels. But the first week it was put up, taken down, put up, taken down, and that was the last week in Adar. So Yom HaShmini is the eighth day of the Miluim, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's the general tradition. The Eben Ezra happens to hold that Shmini was Ches Nisan. He has a whole different interpretation. But the way the standard shot is like Rashi, that it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it was the eighth day of the Miluim. So the Gemara in Megillah, on page 4, on Yud Amid Beis, that this day was the day of the creation of the Mishkan, and there was tragedy. There was a Mises Nadav Aviyu, but it was also a day of Simcha because the Hakamas HaMishkan, like the day of creation of the world. Siv Hacha Vahi Bayom HaShmini. So Vayihi, they're comparing the two Vayihis, Vayihi Vayom HaShmini and Vayihi Vayivoker, that those two days were special days of creation, and therefore there was Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Shenivru Shamayim V'Aretz. Now in various Sfarim there's a comparison made, Yitavlev, others, between two Chazals. We just said over the Chazal in Noso, in Medrash Rabbah, page 6, going over to page 7. Where the Medrash says, first word on the line is Hayom. Like the fifth line from where I put the arrow. Kol shivas yimei ha-miluim haya Moshe ma'amid es ha-mishkan b'chol boker u-boker. Moshe u-makim u-farko oso hayom em shorchav lo pirko. Because every day Moshe Rabbeinu would put up the Mishkan, take it down. Put up the Mishkan, take it down. And the eighth day he didn't. And various Sfarim compare this Chazal with the Medrash Rabbah and Bereishis Rabbah on page 5, where it says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon yehi erev ein ksiv chan." It does say yehi erev, but vayehi erev. Vayehi is the past. Mikan shayaseid zmanim kodem lachem. Amar Rav Avam Lamed sheyabore olamos. That something that was there in the past. There's a remez to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he created the world. He made a world and he destroyed it. He made a world and destroyed it. Heyabore olomos u'machriven. At shaboras eilu. Amar dein hanyali, yason lo hanyali. This world I like and the other ones I didn't like. And that's what the pasuk says. Amar av pinchas tamid rav abo. Fe'er lokim es kol asher asov inei tov mo'od. Dein hanyali, yason lo hanyali. That this one I like and that one I don't. So the various Sfarim, the Vayichi Yosef has and others have, that there's a comparison between the Briyas HaOlam and the Binyan HaMishkan. We know that's a Medrash in the beginning of Tanchum, in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei, where the Medrash says that the world was created, the Mishkan was a blueprint to the creation of the world. like the Kior represents all the oceans in the world, and the menorah represents the sun. So the world was a microcosm of the general universe. The Mishkan was a Zer Anpin of the whole world. The Mishkan was a Zer Anpin of the whole world. That's why I put this in a packet in a previous Chumash packet, and I forgot to say it over. That Rav Yosef Engel says that Pshat in the Gemara that Yaduah Hayabetzalel Letzarif Osios Shemhem Nivru Shemayim Ve'Arts. The verse says in Brachas that Betzalel knew and he created the Mishkan how to put together different Osios in his when he was doing the creation of the world, similar to the osios that were put together that caused the creation of the world. And says the of Yosef Engel that perhaps that's the idea why we learn out Lamates Melachos and Shabbos from the Mishkan. Because what's the idea of Lamates Melachos and Shabbos? It's the Melachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world, and then Shabbos is Shavas Vayinofash. So how do we know which Melachos he used to create the world? So the Mishkan is a miniature world, as we explained before. So the Melachos that we used in the Mishkan are the Melachos that are used in the Bria Shemayim V'Aretz. So hence says Rav Yosef Engel that that's the notion that the world was the Lamates Melachos are learned out from the Mishkan. So says Rav Yosef Engel in a previous packet that I've neglected to mention, but it is worthwhile mentioning it over here. Oh, so the beginning of Vayi Bayom HaShmini, the Gemara in Megillah, equates the idea of the Hakamas HaMishkan with the creation of the world. And it was the Gemara creates that just like Vayi Bayom HaShmini, there was Simcha Gedola, Kiyom Shenivru Shamayim, the arts, and the various farm, the Beirach Moshe and others, make that equation that by Yom HaShmini was the final day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not, but Moshe Rabbeinu was not putting it up, taking it down, putting it up, taking it down. Just like when the world was created, the way we have it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Machriv Bone Olomos U'Machrivam anymore, but this was the finality. If you look in the Yitav Lev, so he writes that the idea of, and parenthetically, I said this over once years ago in a Tshuva Drasha, there's a Noam Elimelech quoted in the Svarim that's not found in the Sefer, or I looked very hard for it, but he says that the Gemara says in Psachim that there are several things that were created, Kodem Bria Sa'olam. Several things that was created Kodem Bria Sa'olam. The Gemara says that what was one of the things? Tshuva. That's the Kapitel Tehillim we say on Shabbos. Terem Hari Miyolado V'Tochol Eretz V'Tomer B'nei Tshuva B'nei Odom. That Kapitel Tehillim, that before the world was created V'Tomer Tshuva B'nei Odom, there was Tshuva. So the Noam Elimelech says that that's the idea, that where does it say that in, what's the mocker for that is this medrash, because the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Olamos U'Machrivan means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochel, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mischarit on anything, it's not Shaykh Charata Klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he Ki'ilu was setting a blueprint for man to understand that sometimes in life you're going to do something and you're going to see it's mistaken and you're going to have to redo it, etc. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu went Kiviyochel through those motions, and that's the idea of tshuva, that's what tshuva is. If you did something, you regretted it. So the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machrivan Borei Olamos U'Machrivan was the notion that tshuva was created, because that does haste the yisod of tshuva, that you do things and then you regret that you did them. And that's the idea. In the Yitav Lev, he has a whole discussion of Hachana, that this was a form of Hachana, whichever way you want to understand that the way Hachana was. But and in the Berich Moshe as well, and Berech Moshe as well, on page 10, also quotes these different chazals that compare the two ideas. Okay, but there's yet another idea that's merumas here in the Psukim. If you look in Parshas Pinchas, so in page 11, the famous Psukim that we read in Rosh Chodesh, Pasuk of the Korban Tamid, it says, Vaidabe Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, V'marto Lehem, Es Korbani Lachmi Lishai, Rech Nichochi Tishmeru, Lachriv Li B'mo'ado. So what does it mean, Tishmeru? So Rashi says, Tishmeru, Sheyukonim Levim Yisrael Omnim Al Gabav. Ikan Lomdu, Fetiknu Mamadus. In other words, there's a concept of Mamadus. We know the Kohanim, they brought the Korbanos. And the Levim did different things, but Yisraelim didn't bring the Korbanos, but there were groups, different turns of Mamados. That means every week a different group of Yisraelim came to the Mikdash and was mispalal that the Korbanos should be accepted. And that was the Mamados. And that's what it means, Tishmeru. The Lakhet Boyer explained. In other words, Tishmer Loshen Shomer. That there was not only you bring the korban, but someone, so to speak, standing there watching it. So what's that? Who was standing there watching it? That's going on the Yisraelim, the Mamados that were there in the time of the korban Tobit. Oh, so the Morvish Shemesh says that the idea of Mamados that Chazal learned out from the Pasuk Tishmeru Lakriv Li B'Mo'ado perhaps is Merumas in the Psukim over here. Because what does it say? Vayomer, in the beginning of Shmini, it says, Vayomer El Aron Kachlucha Egel B'Mokar L'Chatas V'Aylolo It says, "Vayikhu eis asher tziva Moshe al pnei olmoy, vayikrivu kol ha'eda vayamdu lufnei Hashem." That the kol ha'eda was vayamdu lufnei Hashem. So says the Morva Shemesh on page 13, paragraph v'hinei, "Nei Shlomar gam kan nimtza remes shel ha'mamados. Ki ze yadua shebiyom ha'shmini l'miluim hayez galus ha'shchina b'tachtonim. V'niskaper lehem masa ha'egel al yidei ha'korbonus." V'zeha yadavka al yidei Aaron. Kashativa Moshe lahem. In other words, they were niskaper, were the korbanos of Yom Shmini. Kach nema vayikrivu kol ha'eda v'yamdu l'fnei Hashem ratzolomer, she'espalu l'fnei Hashem she'ikublu ha'korbanos shalahem l'rotzol. That on Yom Shmini, the korbanos were brought, but there was also an entourage of people who were davening in the mikdash, in the mishkan, that the korbanos should be what? Should be accepted. And that's a remez, Vayamdu Lufnei Hashem, to the Mamados. Vizkal Hashchina al Yidei Korbanosem, Zeyez, Vayamdu Lufnei Hashem, Ki Ein Amide El Tfila, Shenema Vayamod Yitz Pinchas Vayipalo. Gam Eitzel Avram, Eshkim Avram Aboke El Mokam Asha, Omad Sham. So Omad is always Tfila. Zeh Adover Atzma, Shetzpalu Achechem Akorne, then the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe, Zeh Adover Shetziv Hashem Tasu, Ratzalomer zeh adova atzmo she tispalu alchechem akonim she ikubu lulatzu masei korbanoseim tasu ladoros b'mamados ve'alechem kvod Hashem. This that you're doing now is not a one-time thing, but it's going to be something that you're going to do in the generations. So I was thinking the following, that the idea of the remez of tefillah in these psukim by the end of the Miluim, perhaps has a remez also to an idea that's brought down. Rabbi Tuchman showed me some of the Makoros in the Sefer Shomei Tefillah. Rav Braver has some of these Makoros, and that's an idea that a very important Yisod and Tefillah, that sometimes a person davens and he seemingly is not being answered. But the belief is that whatever you daven, that tefillah is stored away someplace. And maybe it's not going to be used now for what you're davening for now, But who knows, later in your life, or maybe in some future generation, those tefillos are gonna are still stored up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a zchus for Klal Yisrael. He's gonna take out those tefillos and he's gonna use them to bepoil something in the future, or maybe sometimes even now they're gonna bepoil something in the Olam HaSel Yonim that we don't see. And perhaps that remez, as we'll see the various makaros that are brought down, but that remez is the idea that the concept of tefillah by the mamados is here in the psukim of the beginning of the miluim, which what was the miluim all about? That there's going to be a tkufa that's going to be Moshe's putting it up, taking it down. So it's not lasting. It doesn't seem that anything's happening. And then finally, it stays up, because a lot of times people daven, it doesn't seem anything's happening. So you think that the tefillah is shav. So faket. Dafka in these psukim, by the miluim and by Yom HaShmini, do we have a remez to tefillah, to the mamados, like the Morav HaShemesh says. And this is the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, on page 14. Shimon Barva Omer B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, ולוואי שיספל עולם כל היום, למה שאין תפילה מפסדס? That there's no תפילה that what? That goes to waste. There's no תפילה that goes to waste. And in fact, there's a chazal, a more beferish chazal, that's on page 21, the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. It says, ברוך תהיה מכל העמים, לא יהיה בך עקר ועקרו ומתך. Meaning, none of your animals will be barren. So Chazal say an idea in the Medrash Rabbah on page 22. Davar Achel lo yakar v'akara. Amar Reb Chanan ben Levi. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lo tiyet tfiloscha akara. El tei ola v'osa peiros. In other words, your tefillah is never going to be sterile. You think your tefillah, you davened for a chayla and unfortunately it didn't happen what you want. So you think, oh, we wasted our time. We're davening, we wasted. No. Lo, we believe that tefillah is like the Mishkan. It was up and down, it didn't seem like it was amount to anything. And in the end, something happens. So the end sometimes is in a different generation, sometimes later in one's life. But this belief that that's what we entitled it. Habadus HaMishkan v'haradus ukiyam ha'tefillah me'atav yad olam. That the tefillah is mekuyam me'atav yad olam. The Sefer Hasidim quotes a person that was davening and it wasn't answered. And it says, mikol mokom ha'tefillah v'atamid v'yos yo'ilu l'shar dvarim she'ilu l'chol zarecha me'ato inyu. Whereas it might not work for this thing, but for something else in the future, it will. And says the Dubna Magen, as Rabbi Tuchman pointed out on page 19, by Avram Avinu, that he davened for Sdom, and it doesn't seem that he was answered. Right? So he says, don't think that those tefillos went to waste. If you look on page 20, in the third column, he says, third line, Ratzon l'galos al zdei Avram avor yishpal aleim kedvareinu, hagam ki yad Hashem kei mokam l'tfilos aleim. Hashem knew that the tefillah is not going to help for stone. Im kol zeh lo hoysa chas v'sholom l'arik, v'lo shov ha-reikam, ki ha-reses svoz of lomon Hashem puloso tamad l'doros. V'zeh shesiyem v'Avram hayo yeh l'goy godol, plomar, Yoli the Rabbos. In other words, after Avram Avinu, and it didn't work, Pasuk says, but Avram is going to put a nation out for future generations. So what? That's the point. In other words, even though the tefillahs didn't work now, but Avram, he's setting up a nation that's going to go for generations. And these tefillahs are going to be what? In storage for those future generations. Okay? Gami mata in toelos betziloso. Toil the Doros Haboim. Latinu Elan Rasim Mamar Kosov Niskar Ponel tfilosa arvalo bizos tfilosom. In other words, at that he teaches the pasuk in Tehillim on page 17. Pana el tfilas ha'arar v'lo boza es tfilosam. So the Mitzudas David says that Hashem listens to the tfila of the arar. Rashi says the tzoik, and he doesn't mevaza tfilosam. So says the Dubna Magid that that's the pshat, that Avram Avinu was the Arar. And back on page 20, third column. Alkein imata into elis betfiloso toil the dors aboim. He says, Arar Romans Avram Avinu kar atzma anochi ariri. Sipir lano mishorer chaste abor eichimtzi atzma tfilas Avram. Lo bozas tfilos in klom shagam lo paul buma tfiloso alas domim im kozel lo boz boza osam ki hi arucho vishmur lo doros zeu tikosev lo dor acheron klom apulos tfiloso tamba lo doros. In other words, that his tfila is going to go lo doros. And you know, that's what the pasuk says, shlach mach machal pnei amayim ki rov yomim. You know, sometimes you do something and you don't see fruits now, but in the future you will see. So a person has to realize that every action that he does is meaningful. Every positive action he does is going to have positive effects, even if you don't always see it, even if you don't always see it now. And that's the and the Degel Machane Ephraim also says this idea on the pasuk lo yebecha akar v'akar v'vemtecha. He says shelo tivacha akura v'chor zehi al pi mashukosov ki lefamim adam espala al dover zev nosmim lo dover acher. For sometimes you daven for a certain thing, you daven, you want to get a certain job or a certain shidduch, and you end up getting something totally different. Why? Because Hashem took the tefillah and he, so you wanted it for this thing, Hashem used it for something else. But it's still valid. Any tefillah you do is not going to go to waste. Not going to go to waste. And this idea is in is quoted in different svarim, in different places. And there's also in the Sefer Sfasemis, page 26. It took me time to find it. You know, there's the Sfasemis that you all heard of. The Ger Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Ari Leib, Yortzai Heishvat. And then there's the Sfasemis of Berjan, which is another Chashiva Sefer, not quite as known to everybody like the other Sfasemis. So I quoted for the Sfasemis. I looked hard. Then I decided, you know, maybe he means the Sfasemis of Berjan. And sure enough, it was in the Sfasemis of Berjan. So on the Pasuk Lo Yochel Dvaro in Matos, that says when a person speaks his words, you shouldn't profane your words. If you say you're going to do something, you have to fulfill it. Hayna filu kshechasa sholom ina hatzadik pol betfiloso al kihe kosha be'ein av yomash hatfiloso hokol arik umogen hayo. So it's Hashem saying to the tzaddik that your words won't be in vain. That's the pasuk here in Tehillim. Krum zlus livnei adam. In Tehillim. So the Gemara in Brachas Darshans on page 28. Krum zlus lebnei adam elu dvarm sh'omdim berumo shalolam. Krum, miloshen rum. And bnei adam is zalzalim behem. And Rashi says it's going on tefillah. Tefillah is omid berumo shalolam, bnei adam is zalzalim behem. So the Baal Shem Tov said, so Pashabra means, it means sometimes people are not so machpid on tefillah. to daven properly. So he says from the Baal Shem, it means also that sometimes person davens. There's certain times people say, "Oh, I davened. What was my davening worth?" But the answer is, it's omed berumah shalom. It was poel something in berumah shalom, even though you didn't see it. Elu dvarim shalomed in berumah shalom. Your tefillah went to the highest places. So you should realize that. And I thought when I was making this packet before Purim, now it's after Purim, but there's a famous comment that the Brisker Rav liked in the Rambam, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, when the Rambam discusses Purim. He says, what's the idea of Purim? He says, Al-Kach anu odom shadavim in bezin tiknum tzivu l'kros ha-megillah ba-onosah, And as the Bar Miriam points out, the key is the Gomer, that he doesn't say how. Shalom Elokim Krovim Allah, B'chol Koreinu, Hashem Elokim B'chol Koreinu Elof. Meaning, the idea of Purim is that we should realize that Tefillah gets answered. Over there was answered more immediately, and that's in the Sefer Bar Miriam. He says the Brisker Rav, or he touched up. What does it mean? Hodiya shakol kol vecha lo yevoshu v'lokol mulanetzach. And the Brisker Rav explained it based on the Rambam. That kol kol vecha means everyone hakol bekivoy. That anyone who's davens Tashem lo yevoshu, he won't be disappointed. He won't be disappointed, and that's what we say. Hodiya shakol kol vecha lo yevoshu. So even though sometimes davening is like the Mishkan, like up and down, and that's why you have dafka, the remez of the mamados, which the ikar davening was the mamados in the Beis HaMikdash, which was davening for the karbanos, that they should be mekubal, it could be sometimes like an up and down thing. It looks like nothing's happening. It goes up and down, nothing is being accomplished. But the answer is Vahi ba Yom HaShmini. But there's a Yom HaShmini that has Kayama, and all the tefillahs have Kayama. So we should realize that every tefillah, every chesed, every good deed we do, even little things, you learn a Mishnah, you learn a Blat Gemara, you call up a friend, you do a chesed, that's nitzchias. That's, you know, the pasuk, Isha's kadosh of lo yiyah, that the only thing that in life that you really have is the dvarim shel kedusha. Let's quote it in the svarim. Isha's kadosh of lo yiyah. It was the car, the beautiful car, this, that, and the all these riches. They're here now, gone tomorrow. But you go, you say, do a chesed, you learn a mishnah, you daven, you say a tehillim, you come to shir, you help out a chavrusa, you know things of these things. Even though you might not see it now, these things are stored in the royal bank account of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bank account of Nitzchias. And even though sometimes we don't always see it, and we're mezalzel. Krum's lust of ne'odam, things that ne'odam is azalim b'hem, but they're krum. Krum means they're berumo shalolam, and that's our belief, and that's by Yom HaShmini when we come to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is coming soon. Now we're in the week. We're mamish in this week. It works out good this year. We're in the week of what? Of the end of Adar, because that's the week of the Meluim, the week of Moshe Rabbeinu's Omed and Mepharek. So that tells us what we said before from the Noam Melech, the notion of tshuva, that, you know, in life sometimes we're going to do things, and even the mistakes that we make. You know, that Rav Huttner writes, the famous letter that he writes in the Igros of Rav Huttner. I was going to put it in, but he decided that the famous Kisheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam, the tzadik falls down 7 times and gets up, and Rav Huttner writes that the Tipshim say, the Pshat and the Pasuk is, that that since he's a tzaddik, he was able to get up, even though he fell seven times. But the pshat that he feels is a significant pshat is that the fact that he fell seven times and he got up, that made him the tzaddik. In other words, learning from life experiences that weren't always successful. It was up and down, you went out and you weren't matzliach, and you went out again, it wasn't matzliach. And then you finally understand what you need, who you need to go out with, and what type of girl you need to go out with, and what type of shidduch you need, and what type of yeshiva you need to go to, and what type of chavrusa you need to have. Sometimes from the so-called failures, that creates your ultimate success. And again, as I say many times, you know, in this world, people don't like to wait. So like Rav Chaim Zimmerman always would say that, you know, you press a button, you get, everyone wants instant gratification, instant coffee, instant, everything instant. And they don't want to go through the process of people to become a Talmid Chacham. You sit and you learn for years, and you go through the Tosfos and the Sugya. It's not like you come in one day and the Rebbe throws 100 pieces of information at you, and now you think you're a Talmid Chacham overnight. No, it's learning that one Tosfos that you're spending the whole day and 2 days on it, and you finally got it. So now it's a Kenyan. So now you go on to the next thing. So it's a slow thing, and it's up and down, and it's not just you make things, you know, in the world today that doesn't have the Torah values that should. People want, you build and right away, you're successful right away, and everything's right away, and everything happens right away. And we believe, no, there's ups and downs till you get to the Yom HaShmini. But we believe that those ups and downs are part of making the Yom HaShmini. And that's the Kishev Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. As Rav Hutna said, and that's Bayom HaShmini is the greatest simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the idea that there's going to be a Kayama, the Tfilos, as the Mor V'Shemesh says, the Tfilos are Merumas of the Mamados, of Tishmeru, Lahakriv Liba Moado, is Merumas in the Pasuk, Vayikrivu Kol Ha'eda, Vayamdu, Lifnei Hashem, they were davening, and that's in these Psukim of the ups and the downs, and the davening sometimes also of the ups and downs, but realize, as the I think the Siddur Shal Shabbos has this, Ish is Kadosha of Lo Yeh, that things shall Kedusha, that's your Kinyan. That's going to be with you forever. And even though it takes time, take your time, go slow. As Rav Belsky once said at an Afruf, he said, you know, Yaakov says to Esav, you know, you go ahead. You go ahead, you run ahead. Anochi esnala le'iti. I have to take slow steps. You're running to Seir, so run ahead. We're taking slow steps, step after step after step, till we finally get to where we have to go. And that's the ultimate success of Vayi Bayom HaShmini. After the ups and downs, you have the Yom HaShmini, and Simcha Gedola, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yom Shenivru, Shamayim Va'ar. Thank you.